Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
SDSU offensive line, we're a very process-oriented bunch. The only result that we really wanted at the end of the day was a W in the column. So all that stats and stuff is great. We were really just trying to do what we could to put the Jackrabbits in the best position to win every week.
South Dakota State's finest here. We're doing our first combo interview ever because we have two offensive linemen who played literally right next to each other at one of the best college programs in the entire country. We've got Mason McCormick, Garrett Greenfield. How you guys doing?
Doing really well. Excited to be here.
Doing awesome. Appreciate you guys having us on.
So the reason why we wanted to interview you guys together is to talk about the communication that goes into playing offensive line, because it's not just about living out on an island and, you know, handling your one-on-ones and everything like that, because most of football, or rather most of offensive line play, is working together on combos, picking up stunts together, everything like that. I was wondering if you could talk about the communication process that you guys went through to establish the type of bond that you have on the field.
Well, I think it all starts, we came in together 6 years ago. So just being able to grow with each other, have so many very similar experiences, I mean, go through a lot of the same things, I think that's helped us just grow our relationship and be able to know and be able to count on each other week in and week out.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key to O-line play, is being able to, you know, talk to each other and communicate well and kind of, you know, hopefully you get to a point eventually where you kind of know what the other guy is going to do without communicating. And I feel like that's, we did reach that level just because we had been together for so long, played so many games together, took so many snaps together, like through practice, spring ball, you know, everything like that. And like, honestly, our offensive line as a whole kind of reached that point just because we had the same starting five every game, didn't we, for like the last however 29 games or whatever it is. So, you know, it takes a while to get there. You know, probably the beginning of 2022, I don't know if we had quite reached that point yet, but just the more snaps we got together, the more time we spent together, you can kind of just figure out how to, you know, pick up on, you know, what everybody else is doing.
As a Bears fan, I'm extremely jealous of that offensive line continuity. It's not something I've had the pleasure to experience recently, but did that communication, obviously was established between you and the other offensive line starters. Did that trickle over to blocking for a guy like Isaiah, where he could feel like he knew what you were doing without communicating as well?
Yeah, I think 100% it does. You know, again, it just comes down to the reps you get together. But, you know, on the flip side of that, Isaiah Davis is kind of a freaky good running back. So, you know, there was a lot of times, like, looking at tape on the game, like, you know, he'd bust off a big run and, you know, score a 6-yard touchdown and be like, yeah, you know, absolutely. Then we look at it on film, be like, there's about 3 things that went wrong or that we could have done better, and Isaiah still found a way to bust off a 6-yard run for a touchdown. So he was a phenomenal back to block for, and he made us right a lot of times.
I want to ask you about this particular clip, because we're going to take the opportunity, since you're both here, to ask you about it, get your different perspectives. So there's a run here. I want to say this is in the Villanova game, and it's outside zone to the left. You guys were actually a pretty heavy outside zone team, about 28%, so decent. More than decent amount of outside zone. But Mason, your split here is one of the widest splits between center and guard that I've seen this year. Was there a particular reason why you were lined up that way? Was it based on the personnel that you were getting, or was it based on the concept, like you thought like you were going to try to bait this linebacker to fold back in? Like, what is the reason for being that wide and, you know, basically hugging Garrett out there on the edge?
So I know that in this 3-3 stack stuff, a lot of times me and Garrett are going to work what's called a gut combination to the front side backer in the box. And so just knowing how Garrett plays and does these blocks, I knew I could push my split just to be able to create some more natural running seams for our back here. And honestly, what it allows it to happen is it makes the linebacker run wherever he chooses. Mm-hmm. If he wants to stay front side, I can keep him front side, and then he could go in that big A gap I created naturally. Or if he wants to go inside, I could take away that space just as quickly, creating that wall that you see here.
And the torque too from Garrett, just to, because that's a head up five there, and you kind of basically have to get him outside, or else he can kind of just go back and ruin everything. Are you feeling it and then kind of just amplifying whatever direction he wants to go and trust in the back, or are you going into it like, I have to get him outside no matter what?
So kind of like what Mason was saying, we're in a combination block, so he's a 4-eye right there. And then right after the snap, based on his first step, I'm going to know how it's going to be blocked up. So if he stays a 4-eye and he stays on my inside shoulder, I completely trust that Mason's going to get there and reach it. Mm. We're going to get him reached. I'm going to climb to that point linebacker. And like what he was saying, I'm aiming for his play side armpit and forcing him to make a decision. If he wants to, you know, try to cut underneath me, I'll pin him in. We'll take the edge. We'll get on the outside all day. If I'm running at him and he flows over the top, I just run him out the way he wants to go, and Isaiah's going to make us right no matter what we do.
And once you get him to this spot where he's turned and facing this, I mean, you just win right there.
Yeah, so
nobody's ever made a tackle.
So, yeah, other than the other thing, when that 4-eye rocks out to a 5, that's when I know Mason's climbing. He wants to go that way. I'm just going to take him that way, and then we're going to create that seam, and Isaiah's going to find where the ball should go.
And then I had another clip here. This one's going to be more pass protection-oriented. You guys will probably recognize it. So this, I want to say this is the Missouri State game, and so your center,
Green Mug,
he's mugged up, and then you got a 3, and then you got a wide. And the way, like Mason especially, the way you pick this up, where you kind of read he's going inside, okay, deliver, and then you're immediately looking for that edge. So are you reading 3-man game, or are you basically just kind of looking for work and seeing what you can get? Like, what's the read? What's the communication from both your perspectives on this?
Well, when we see those green, we called it, with the double threes, the green mug looks, we were expecting games. And versus this, what I saw here is when I feel somebody cross my face that I'm man on, I know somebody's going to come back. And based off the depth that number 17 takes, I could feel that, hey, somebody else is going to come try to pick me. This is going to be a 3-man game. So being able to snap my eyes out there as fast as I could, just like this, to be able to pick this up and be able to bump Garrett off late was crucial.
And are you guys talking to each other during this, or is you're just feeling it?
We would make a 5 call, and then based on different alignments and whatnot, I'd tell Garrett if my guy was tight or what I'm expecting, just because I have a decent retention of the film once we watch. Just being able to see and diagnose something in a picture that I've seen before, to be able to pick up these stunts. What we've seen.
Yeah, and you know, with a look like that, we'd be fived up is what we called it. So it's basically 5 1-on-1s across the board. But like Mason said, we know we're going to have twists. We're going to see stunts. They're not just going to rush straight ahead. So I'm locked on that man coming inside. But kind of like what he said, you kind of have a feel what the D-line's doing. So I'm locked on that defensive end, pinching inside. But if they spike those two guys, you know they're going to have somebody come out and play contain. Like, they're not just going to leave the edge exposed. So I'm locked on that. Then when he gets there, he tells me bump. I know there's going to be somebody looping around the edge that I have to go pick up.
The key in all this, I think, is be able to get depth and maintain your shoulders being square. The second that you start turning, and I turn even a little bit in this clip, but the more square that you can stay on these, the better it is to be able to change direction and to be able to pick up these different things.
Yeah, you don't have to reverse your momentum, whereas if you turn farther inside to pass that guy to the center, you've got to basically reverse that, right,
yeah,
to get back outside. So I like that idea of, like, conservation of momentum. The thing that strikes me about that clip is, like, how smoothly it occurs. It's 1 to 2 to 3. It's like watching water fall down a rock. It's just like, nope, farther outside, momentum, with no break. Like, there's, at no point was anybody a threat on that side. Everybody was handled, and it was, like, incredibly orderly. And, you know, if there's anything that's super chaotic, it's this. It's defensive and offensive line play. But the smoothness, you could tell that's so much time spent together, and that not only physical communication of, okay, we're on the same guy, and then verbal communication, bump, he's yours, I'm going to stand up in the hole. But it, you know, that's what it takes. And that's what we try and bring to the folks at home is like, it takes time together. It takes, you said, film study. It takes knowing and watching and like, hey, we did this before and there was a guy around the edge and we didn't get him, or I turned too far inside and I didn't get the chance to turn back outside. When you see a play that works like that so smoothly, the appreciation for like how many hours that takes all the way across the board, coaching, training, practice.
A phenomenal job.
When it's that smooth, you just kind of sit back and go, ooh, that was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's give a little love to your tight end who's not sitting here with us, but is getting a lot of attention, at least in the early draft cycle. Talk about 87's ability to turn guys, because there's a lot of times he needs zero help and he does your jobs.
Yeah, we like to think of him as a glorified tackle on our team.
He looks that way on film.
Yeah. But the craziest part about it is I would argue that he has the best hands on the team. I mean, he can catch anything.
Oh, we're going to talk to the brothers tomorrow. They might want to hear about that.
The Twins can do a whole lot of different stuff that Hines probably can do. But Hines has got some pretty nice hands, and they might say that too. So,
something I want to ask both of you is to be a scout for each other, because I have my own answer for what each of your best traits are, but I want your answers for what each of your best traits are.
Well, I can go first. Garrett's is definitely his smoothness out of his pass set, to see that explosive first pass set. To be able to get into a consistent position and maintain the leverage he needs, it almost looks effortless.
His is easy answer as well. His is the mentality and the execution that I'm going to whip you on this play, and I'm going to, you know, just absolutely throw you wherever the field I want to and wherever I want you to go. That's where I'm going to put you. Just how he mauls people in the run game, and you know, his smoothness and pass protection and just locking people down, that's definitely his biggest strength.
Well, both of your pressure allowed percentages are just insane. Like, for a tackle that, again, does have to go up against edges on an island often when you're not dealing with stunts, to have a pressure allowed percentage of 2.8% is absurd. And you only allowed 3 pressures the entire year yourself at a pressure allowed percentage of 0.8%, which I think there was 3 guards in the entire NFL that did that this year, and you guys had a lot of pass-blocking reps because you played so many games. It's rare to see, at any level of football, 2 players that dominant right next to each other. At what point were you guys aware that you were the best duo on the left side, statistically, in the entire nation?
I'll be honest with you, we really don't look at stats. I wouldn't have even known that until you just told us that. And that's the 100% truth. SDSU, offensive line, we're a very process-oriented bunch. You know, the only result that we really wanted at the end of the day was a W in the column. So all that stats and stuff is great, but, you know, that's something we were completely unaware of. And we were really just trying to do what we could to put the Jackrabbits in the best position to win every week.
Well, you did a tremendous job of that. One of our favorite questions to ask, because you guys are the best scouts that we talk to. You're with people every day in practice. So who's going to be sitting in those chairs that we need to know about next year?
Well, Mark Gronowski is our quarterback. He's like 6'3", 230. Very, very good athlete for his size. He's going to be a guy. Amar Johnson, our running back, he'll probably be coming out soon. He's very, very good as well. And we got a ton of young guys on our old line that are looking to step up that have some really, really big promise as well.
Gus Miller won the Remington Award this year, best center in FCS. He's a really good athlete. He's really good with his technique, and just, you know, seeing some of those blocks that he makes, I'm really happy for him, because I saw him when he first came in here, and just seeing the growth that he's had as a you know, from the walk-on that he was from Brookings High School to being in, you know, the Remington winner at South Dakota State, starting center, just, it's been so fun to watch.
He's definitely earned it.
He shows up on film. Yeah. Watching you two guys, this is something that happens to every scout every year, is, you know, you're watching the guy, you're watching the number, you're looking for the jersey. regardless, there's somebody else who's like, who's that guy? What in the world was that? And the center, we were talking about some of the reach blocks before we started that you guys look like, oh yeah, on the field, that's completely normal. We expect him to get that. And I'm like, I watch a lot of tape. That's not completely normal. Not a lot of guys get that block. So I'm glad you brought his name up.
I have one more question for you guys because you're offensive linemen, so we couldn't let you go before asking this. It's camp. You're practicing. It's hot. You got to put calories in your body by any means necessary. You got to maintain weight. I think you're listed at 320. I think you're listed at a very healthy, svelte 315. You got to maintain that. What's your go-to meal? Dog days of summer. We got to keep that weight up.
We're probably both going to say the same thing, I would guess, but I'm a big ribeye and some really cheesy crispy hash browns.
Let's go.
That's
loaded with butter, cheese. Yeah. Cheese. Everything that's bad for you.
Yeah.
Try to put more of it on there.
Yeah, it's a business expense for you guys.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. We're happy to be able to interview you guys together, you know, talk ball, kind of get your perspectives on how you work together. We really do hope you play together in the NFL, too, because it just helps you hit the ground running. And we'll see. Both of you are going to go pretty high in a very loaded offensive line class. But we thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on. Appreciate it, guys.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at Chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Results may vary. See Chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.